thanks for joining us for another day full of inspiration with the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing with us from Baldwin, Missouri is Jan Duke.
I'm a big list maker. There were days when I made significant progress, and other times when I'd reach the end of my day feeling discouraged because I'd added more to my list than I had taken off. And then a friend told me she always put one thing at the top of her list: love. This simple shift changed everything. No longer am I slogging through a list of self-inflicted tasks. Now I let love, which is a name for God, lead. It feels like, well, preparation meeting opportunity. Mary Baker Eddy, who discovered Christian Science, wrote on page 4 in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, "What we most need is the prayer of fervent desire for growth in grace, expressed in patience, meekness, love, and good deeds." A desire to grow in grace naturally turns us to God, the source of all good. As God's spiritual creation, it is natural for us to express patience and love. Actively striving to live these virtues is a form of prayer. When I pause and prepare myself to love, following the example of Christ Jesus and others living a God-centered life, and am more patient, humble, and kind, then more is accomplished than seems humanly possible. There is a biblical standard for this. Jairus rushed to Jesus to seek immediate aid for his dying daughter. But as Jesus started to make his way through the crowd, a woman who had been suffering from a bleeding disorder for 12 years touched Jesus' hem. Jesus stopped to ask who had touched him. His disciples were impatient, but Jesus wasn't so focused on his to-dos that he missed the opportunity to love. Not only was the woman healed, but Jesus restored her to her family and community. That's love. Oh, and Jesus also healed Jairus' daughter that same day. I have found the more I do with love, with God, the more I want to do. And I no longer care if my list grows. After all, Mary Baker Eddy said in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, "Mind measures time according to the good that is unfolded." And I let love tell me what to do next.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ, Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.